Hello, podcast people. How's it going? Azrin, the language nerd here, owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. If you would like to learn more about me or my business, you're welcome to do so by visiting my website, which is azrinthelanguagenerd.com. That is spelled A-Z or Z-R-E-N, thelanguagenerd.com. Or, of course, you can visit any of my social platforms. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, and of course on Twitter. My username is the same on every single platform. It is at Polyglot Azrin. That is spelled P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T, A-Z or Z, depending on your country, R-E-N. And with that aside, let's jump into today's podcast episode. What I'd like to talk about today is not so much language learning advice, and it's more something that I've observed among a variety, many different language learners. And it's that I've noticed that lots, maybe even the majority of language learners do one of two things. They either overestimate their level or they completely underestimate their level. It's rare to find someone who really has an accurate reading, an accurate pulse on how strong they actually are in their target language. For example, I have met plenty of people. In fact, I was talking to one just like 2 days ago, I was talking to someone, and this person is an English learner. They speak English actually reasonably well, but they definitely think they're stronger in English than they actually are. They definitely think that. And this is based on, I know this person reasonably well, and so they were sharing some things with me and we're talking, and I know that this person thinks that they're stronger in English than they really are. And this happens for a variety of reasons. In the case of my friend, or this person that I know, it's that she, in all of her day-to-day interactions in English, because she does use English quite frequently, she never has any problems understanding what people say, nor does she have any problem having the other person understanding what she says. And because she never feels any friction between what she says and having people understand her, and between her understanding what people say to her, because she doesn't feel any friction, she thinks that she's perfectly good at English. And what's really happening is that her ability to communicate and get her message across is quite strong, but her grammar and some of her pronunciation really has some big gaps. The way she speaks, you understand, and you know exactly what she's trying to say, but it's not said properly, and she has a bit of an accent on top of that. And so overall, it's not bad English, it's actually pretty good English, and she's very functional with her English. But there are still mistakes that she doesn't even know she's making. She has no idea that she makes those mistakes. And then same on the receiving end. She generally understands what people tell her, but she understands everyone at about an 80%. She captures about 80% of what you say. And in her mind, she's understanding 100%. She's like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. But she's missing little nuances. And since most of the time when she's using English, it's in one-on-one conversations or small group conversations, where missing a couple small nuances has no effect whatsoever on the overall flow of the conversation. She doesn't even realize that she's missing certain things in conversations. And so she ends up thinking, oh, I'm way better. I'm actually quote-unquote near perfect in English when she's far from it. And this individual, and it's not just her, actually. I've met lots of people where they start to actually notice and really understand that they have gaps in their abilities in their target language. It's when they enter a situation where their level actually gets evaluated by someone else. So I'll give you an example. This has happened to me, I don't know, at least 30 times, probably more than that. I know someone and they ask me to review a piece of writing that they're submitting for either a work or an academic purpose. They've written something and they want me to correct it or help them with it to make it sound good and whatnot. And when I correct it and I send their corrections back or we go through the corrections, they're like, oh my God, there's so many errors. Like, what? I can't say that. I can't say that. I can't write it like this. Wait, I can't. You didn't understand what I said there. Wait, what? And there's way more mistakes than what they anticipated. It's happened so many times. And that's when they have a big reality check of, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I'm making so many mistakes in my English. Another time this happens would be in a spoken context, or maybe more listening actually is more common, where they're something happens. There's some kind of scenario that happens where I'm with this English learner or French learner or whatever, and for some reason we're watching something on TV, and I start to like talk to my, usually it's friends, I'll start talking to them about what's happening. Like, oh, that's so crazy that he said that. And the person's like, wait, what is that even? Wait, what happened? I didn't even notice that happened. What do you mean? It's like, oh, didn't you catch the part? She's like, you know, she like said blah, blah, blah to her ex-husband in the show. And then she was like clearly really upset and being really sarcastic. And they're like, wait, what does that expression mean? I'm like, you didn't hear it? Oh no, I didn't hear it. I didn't even catch those words. I didn't even realize that happened. And then they start to realize, wow, what other things am I missing when I watch TV shows and watch things? So that's pretty common, and I noticed it's a pretty common occurrence among many language learners, especially those who learn language not in a very academic or formal context. So some people learn language with school and classes and tests and evaluations, and they really do it in a very traditional sort of way. Those people generally, depends on the person, but generally in my experience, they don't really overestimate their abilities because they're being evaluated so often that they're like, they never really think, oh yeah, I'm super good, I'm perfect at it. Because they're always being told what mistakes they're making. They're always being corrected on the grammar and their spelling and pronunciation, this, that, the other thing. But people who don't learn in that academic environment are never getting that kind of feedback, so they don't even realize. They don't know. Now, you have people on the other side of the spectrum that underestimate their level. They're actually really strong at the language, but they feel that they're way less fluent and way less capable in the language than they actually are. That also happens quite frequently. The stereotypical scenario where I see that is with people who are either insecure in other parts of their life. That's just a part of their personality. They have an insecure personality. I've seen it with people who take a lot of classes, where in classes you're constantly told a lot of the stuff that you're not doing well because you're being corrected on it and they're trying to make you better. And so your environment around you, the people you're around, your teachers, classmates, etc., it's always correcting things, correcting your tests, correcting your writing, correcting your speaking, learning this, you trying to do it, but then doing it wrong. So being told that, oh, that's not actually how that works. You should say it like this. And so because all you're hearing, or a lot of what you're hearing, is stuff that you have to work on, you in your head don't even realize how much progress you've made because you're so focused on what you have to work on. And so all of a sudden you feel that you're way worse than you actually are. And so this is an observation that I've made, and it's, as I said in the very beginning of the podcast, it's rare to find someone who has a very accurate pulse on what their level actually is in a target language. So one thing that I personally will do, it's not the most important thing in the world, but if you are curious to find out what really is my level, like really what do I do well? How am I actually doing in this language? I can give you a few pieces of advice. I think taking any formal assessment is a great way to see what your level is. If you go take a IELTS test, or you take a TOEFL, or you go take DELF for French, and you DELE for this, or like that's one way to really get but start to get an idea of what kinds of gaps you have. For example, if you go take the DELF A2 for French, the A2 level for DELF, and you get 100% on the speaking and 90% on the writing, but your listening was like 40, well, clearly that's showing you that, okay, my speaking is probably close to an A2, my writing is probably close to an A2, my listening is definitely not at an A2. Does that make sense? So any kind of formal assessment is a good way to do it. You can even go into Google and you can search... You can search for a lot of online assessments that are free for your target language. It's not going to be an official assessment, but if you take multiple different assessments that you find, you might start to see some commonalities that, oh, looks like I really don't have this level. I don't have a speaking level of an A2 or B1 or whatever in this language, but seems like my listening really is at that level because I always answer the listening questions right. That'll start to give you some real indication. I think working with someone who's an experienced teacher or tutor, someone like myself or someone else, there's lots of us out there who can talk to you and really give you an idea of where your level is at. That's something I'm pretty good at reasonably quickly. Those are a few things that you can do that'll help you identify roughly where your level is at. Another thing you might like is what's called the CEFR. So C like cat, E like earth, F like Frank, CEFR like Robert, CEFR, self-assessment grid. If you search that on Google, you'll find it. And if you just read that self-assessment, it's a self-assessment of your level. And you can start to read through it and you can start to see where your level is at for different elements of the target language. This requires a little bit of self-awareness. So if you're someone who completely overestimates or completely underestimates your level, you might not self-assess yourself correctly. So that may help some of you, may not help others, but hopefully something there can help you guys figure out what your level actually is in your target languages. Okie dokie, let's wrap this up here. I appreciate your attention as always. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll chat soon. Bye for now. See you.